Text 43.
3,000 ducats. Well.
Aye, sir. For 3 months.
For 3 months. Well.
For the which, as I told you, Antonio shall be bound.
Antonio shall become bound. Well.
May you stead me? Will you pleasure me? Shall I know your answer?
3,000 ducats for 3 months and Antonio bound.
Your answer to that?
Antonio is a good man.
Have you heard any imputation to the contrary?
Oh, no, 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 no. My meaning in saying he's a good man is to have you understand me that he is sufficient. Yet his means are in supposition. He hath an argosy bound to Tripolis, another to the Indies. I understand, moreover, upon the Rialto, he hath a third at Mexico, a fourth for England, and other ventures he hath squandered abroad. But ships are but boards, sailors but men. There be land rats and water rats, water thieves and land thieves, I mean pirates. And then there is the peril of waters, winds and rocks. The man is, notwithstanding, sufficient. 3,000 ducats. I think I may take his bond.
Be assured you may.
I will be assured I may. And that I may be assured, I will bethink me. May I speak with Antonio?
If it please you to dine with us?
Yes, to smell pork, to eat of the habitation which your prophet, the Nazarite, conjured the devil into. I will buy with you, sell with you, talk with you, walk with you, and so following. But I will not eat with you, drink with you, nor pray with you. What news on the Rialto? Who is he comes here?
This is Signor Antonio.
How like a fawning publican he looks. I hate him, for he is a Christian. But more for that in low simplicity, he lends out money gratis and brings down the rate of usance here with us in Venice. If I can catch him once upon the hip, I will feed fat the ancient grudge I bear him. He hates our sacred nation, and he rails even there where merchants most do congregate on me, my bargains, and my well-won thrift, which he calls interest. Cursed be my tribe if I forgive him. 3,000 ducats, 'tis a good round sum, 3 months from 12. Then, let me see, the rate.
Well, Shylock, shall we be beholding to you?
Signor Antonio, many a time and oft in the Rialto you have rated me about my monies and my usances. Still have I borne it with a patient shrug, for sufferance is the badge of all our tribe. You call me misbeliever, cutthroat dog, and spit upon my Jewish gabardine, and all for use of that which is mine own. Well then, it now appears you need my help. Go to, then. You come to me and you say, Shylock, we would have monies. You say so. You that did void your room upon my beard and foot me as you spurn a stranger cur over your threshold. Monies is your suit. What should I say to you? Should I not say, hath a dog money? Is it possible a cur could lend 3,000 ducats? Or shall I bend low? And in a bondman's key, with bated breath and whispering humbleness, say this. Fair sir, you spat on me on Wednesday last. You spurned me such a day. Another time you called me dog. And for these courtesies, I'll lend you thus much monies.
I am as like to call thee so again, to spit on thee again, to spurn thee too. If thou wilt lend this money, lend it not as to thy friends. For when did friendship take a breed for barren metal of his friend? But lend it rather to thine enemy, who, if he break, thou mayst with better face exact the penalty.
Why, look you, how you storm! I would be friends with you, and have your love. Forget the shames that you have stained me with. Supply your present wants, and take no doit of usance for my monies, and you'll not hear me. This is kind I offer.
This were kindness.
This kindness will I show, Go with me to a notary. Seal me there your single bond, and, in a merry sport, if you repay me not on such a day, in such a place, such sum or sums as are expressed in the condition, let the forfeit be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh, to be cut off and taken in what part of your body pleaseth me.